our body, and then our arms, our kiss, our breast. We bring them home to a sheltering roof, and we delight weeks later when they make their first intentional eye contact with us. We nurture early babbles into first words and applaud as they gain strength to roll over, to sit up, to crawl. We scan the horizon of the 21st century and see an increasingly interconnected and competitive world that at times seems familiar and at times utterly not. We gaze down at our precious little ones with a promise to do all we can to help them make their way into the long life that lies ahead. There's no amount of direction on our part that will teach them to stand or walk before they are ready, but we are eager for their progress. We see almost instantly that they are their own person, but we also want them to start where we left off, to stand on our shoulders to benefit from all we know and can provide. We expose them to experiences, ideas, people, and places that will help them learn and grow. We want them to reach and be stretched by the kind of rigor and opportunity that will maximize their potential and their chances. We know what it takes to succeed in today's world, and we're quite eager to protect and direct them and be there for them at every turn, whatever it takes. Many of us remember a time when, in comparison, parents were rather uninvolved in childhood. When a parent, usually a mom,